This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zins, Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
We've got a rough season at 1-5. We'll see what happens today against the Atlanta Falcons. Not going to be easy, folks, okay? The Atlanta Falcons have gotten better. Arthur Smith is a fantastic play caller, a guy that really knows how to design an offense. And I'm sure that when Matt Ryan found out who his new coach was going to be, he must have been excited. And so this challenge, you know, you got Ridley on the field. You got Cordarrelle Patterson, who is just an absolute great story. And Russell Gage also that they've got on the team. And then Kyle Pitts and Hayden Hurst. So they've got enough weapons to attack Miami. And we're going to find out with the inactives shortly if Xavien Howard and Byron Jones are going to play, or only one of them is going to play, or neither are going to play today against the Atlanta Falcons. This is going to be tough, man. This is Miami has no such thing as a gimme. As you all know, at 1-5 and losing to the Jags, you are now capable of losing pretty much to anybody that's out there. So Miami has got to find a way to be, well, you know what? Find a way to play maybe their best football of the year. I mean, that's kind of what you have to do. Because, see, with New England, you were still going up against a rookie quarterback and you weren't going up against an excellent offense. Not that the Falcons are a great offense, but you're still facing a franchise quarterback who's got some serious weapons. And Miami has struggled in the secondary. By the way, whether they have their starters or not, Miami has struggled in that secondary. So this is going to be one hell of a challenge.